How long has this fellowship been going on, and how much left do you have?
It was an early career grant, so it's just a small $5,000 grant for a story that I pitched, and it was just to come up and focus on showing LeConte Glacier. And then that became, once I got connected with the local high school students, and especially Paul Bowen and Victor Troutman, that really allowed me to see what that human aspect was. Obviously way more exciting than seeing the students survey high school project that's been going on has really captivated me.
Cool. That leads right into the question I was going to ask next, which was, how did you get involved with the high school glacier survey?
Yeah, so I've been coming up to Alaska for the last 8 summers, and you always hear about the fact that there's something going on with the high school students, and it's all quite been nebulous. And I ended up getting in touch with Victor, who is, I think this is his final year here being directly involved. I'm sure he'll be dragged into being a help in some way or another. Yeah, and then he was very gracious after he realized that I was really not just in it to exploit the very unique permitting access that they have, and that I really wanted to do a storytelling and really focusing that camera on those students themselves.
So what was it like working on that story with the students involved in the survey?
I mean, I was able to go out with those students, and just for that one day in May that they go out a year on, obviously that they are practicing for all that time to go out for the surveying. But what I was so struck with was how incredibly motivated and passionate these students were. These are very, very special seniors that worked very hard to get to this point. I was really very impressed, and I'm very excited to get to show them that final product.
Can you tell us a little bit about the documentary that you finished?
I should say that is actually not 100% finished, but I was up here and I wanted to make sure that I could show what I have. So it's probably about 98% finished. There's still little things I need to edit. But it's a 25-minute video that kind of summarizes just a couple unique perspectives from LeConte, focusing on the audio of the glacier itself, just the popping and snapping and crackling of the ice once it's in the fjord, the sound of the glacial calving, some video of that from above and below, and then moving right into the actual exciting stuff, which is the high school students and giving a background, and then just some interviews with those students of all their work they've been doing there.